hello, hello, and welcome to Get in Position to Win today with your host, Richard, the Financial Advocate Medley. And I want to thank you for your time and your energy for joining this show today. Hey, let's flip right into it and talk about five things keeping you from a life of financial independence. See, financial independence can mean different things to everyone. A 2013 survey from Capital One found that 44% of American adults feel that financial independence means not having any debt. 26% said it means having an emergency savings fund, and 10% link financial independence with being able to retire early. I define financial independence as the time in life when my assets produce enough income to cover a comfortable lifestyle. At that point, working a day-to-day job will be optional. But what about the rest of America? How would you define financial independence? If freedom from debt is what you're seeking, here are five areas that could be holding you back. 1, not having clear financial goals. If you're not planning for financial independence, chances are you won't reach it. The future is full of unknowns, but having an idea when you would like to achieve financial freedom should be your first step. Do you want to retire before you turn 65? Do you want to travel the world with your spouse once you reach early retirement? Both goals will require a significant amount of cash stashed away, so it's important to start saving as soon as possible to help make those dreams come true. 2, not saving enough. See, it's important to identify how much you're currently saving and how much you need to save in order to retire when you want to or reach another major financial goal. Using a calculator, and there are many available on the internet for free, these can help you play with various money-saving scenarios and make realistic projections about retirement. Another way to make saving money easier is to automate it. Setting up an automatic weekly or monthly transfer from your checking account into your savings account will take the extra task off your already full plate. Even if it's as little as $5 a week, that's enough to start building a nest egg today. 3, and this is a big one, not paying off consumer debt. See, that debt is robbing us blind, and we have to tackle it aggressively. If you're carrying a credit card balance each month, financing cars, or just paying the minimum on your student loans, compound interest is working against you. Creating an aggressive plan to pay off debt quickly should be a number one priority for anyone who is serious about achieving financial freedom. Otherwise, your money is working for your creditors and not you. If you prefer to tackle credit card debt first, there are several debt management methods you can try, including the one I highly recommend, the debt snowball method. The debt snowball method has you paying off the car with the smallest balance first, working your way up the car with the largest balance. The debt avalanche method, which I haven't tried, is similar, but here you would pay more than the monthly minimum on the card with the highest interest rate first. And that makes a lot of sense to me. Working towards paying off the car with the lowest interest rate. Both are highly effective methods, and choosing one really just depends on your personal preference. Number four, giving into lifestyle creep. A high income does not automatically make you wealthy, or middle class for that matter. As you move up in your career and the temptation to upgrade your lifestyle to match your income will be ever present. After all, you work hard, so why not reward yourself with the latest gadgets and toys? However, if you continue to spend and live modestly, you can put more money away for travel or retirement with every pay raise you earn. Financial freedom will be just around the corner if you resist that temptation to upgrade your home, car, and electronics to match your income bracket. These are the types of things that are holding us back. And we're going to flip on over to number five, being driven by FOMO. You know what FOMO stands for? Fear of missing out. See, this is the modern version of keeping up with the Joneses. Except now you have access to the Joneses' social media platforms. And they go on all kinds of fun adventures. Social media is a great tool for keeping in touch. But it can also make you want to spend all your money on lavish vacations, clothes, spa treatments, and other extravagant things. Resist that urge and block the Joneses on social media if needed. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in. Please feel free to send me a line, ask me a question. Subscribe, share this podcast with somebody who you think may need this message. And I really want to thank the sponsors at Flipboard for supporting me. So again, thank you and have a great day.